Everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation podcast or audio boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. What's up, y'all? Welcome to Dish Nation, everybody.
Yay! Yay!
Now, it is Thanksgiving Day, and we are thankful that you're here with us as we dish out all the celebrity news. Now, the brat is out, but she's here in spirit, okay? Mm-hmm. Keeping it very functified.
Yay.
Now, this day is about family, and we can't do this without our LA fam, Heidi and Frank. What up, y'all?
Happy Thanksgiving!
But wait, we got an extra guest at the table. We had to extend the table, man. Andrew Freud is in the building.
What up, homie? I'm full of turkey.
Let's grab a chair, get another leaf on the table.
Okay. Now, later on in the show, we're going to look into the holiday movies we can't wait to see. Plus, what celebrity couple is saying Santa Claus will not be coming to their house? But first, Portia, what you got?
So, Jennifer Garner has some parenting advice that I might actually have to use,
y'all.
Oh,
good.
So, Jennifer has three kids with her ex, Ben Affleck, and she may have cracked the code when it comes to getting your kids who are picky eaters to eat certain foods. So Jennifer sat down with the skim and told all, take a look at the clip.
I'll say, just try a bite of this, and they'll say, can we play Like It, Love It, Once More of It? And they'll take a bite and we'll narrate it like we're a broadcast announcer, and we'll say, oh, look, Sam Affleck has the meatball on his fork. The fork is going to his mouth. Sam Affleck is in his mouth. He is chewing. He's chewing. He's chewing. He's swallowing. You can't tell what he's thinking. What is he thinking? And the verdict is, and he'll say, love it. Because our goal is, if you don't like it, you say like it. I'm sorry, it's lying, but true. If you like it, you say love it. Want some more of it, you want some more of it. Because you're never supposed to say, ooh, gross.
Oh. I don't think that works in everybody's house.
Oh, my God. I remember my mom used to sprinkle cinnamon on things. She's like, it's sweet. You'll like these Brussels sprouts with cinnamon on top.
Cinnamon on everything you
cinnamon
hate.
Cinnamon on everything. And you know what? It tasted gross.
I know it is. Cinnamon on broccoli.
Now you might have insulin issues.
So our moms used to be like, look, you're going to sit your ass at the table until you finish that food. Right. And you would sit there by yourself until late night.
And if you don't eat it all, it's going to be sitting for you in the morning.
Then you eat it the next day.
My mom and dad used to make they used to make cow tongue. It's not disguised. You walk into the house and it smells kind of odd, and there's some pot on the stove, and you lift the lid, and it's not even disguised. It's full on out taste. You can
so
see the
gross.
Taste buds and everything.
Yeah.
It's disgusting.
I don't know if I want to eat something that's tasting me as I'm tasting it. So Alicia Silverstone is what? What?
No. You're still thinking cow tongue. It's Alicia. Yeah,
I know it's Alicia. This story involves Starbucks, and they never get your name right. Well, she has a bone to pick with Starbucks. It's not because they messed up her name. It's because, let me just go ahead and read what she tweeted. Depressing. Just bought my reusable mug at Starbucks and saw staff use a disposable cup, pour it into my mug, then toss the disposable cup. Totally defeats the purpose of trying to reduce waste. Then I looked around to see so many people sitting at the cafe all with disposables.
She's got a point there.
She also followed that tweet up with another tweet. Chastising Starbucks for not making non-dairy milk readily available at all locations, or when it is there, charging people extra for it.
Girl, take your daggone coffee and go.
I mean, maybe make coffee at home, Alicia. Maybe
sounds
just
to
make
me like somebody's riding the cotton pony.
Okay, here's my thing, though. I'm fine if you want to use the reusable mugs and all that stuff, and I'll go hiking every once in a while. And I do have the travel mugs for water and all that, but sometimes I just grab a water bottle. And I've had women on the trail go, shame on you. You should get it. Yeah, I go, come on.
What?
You know what?
This is LA, though. You're going to get
that. If you feel that way, like I've got my plastic, water bottle that I'm going to drink and throw away, and I've gotten people go, shame on you. You know, you should get a reusable bottle. Oh, yeah. Okay. And I have my headphones in, but I can hear them. And I just keep on walking.
Oh, that is rude.
Live your life. That's fine. But I don't make a big deal about.
So, you know, like Alicia's right here. I mean, she's just trying to make people more aware. And this is what this woman on the hiking trail was trying to make you more aware, that you're just being, you know.
You know, it's 2019. I live in Los Angeles. You don't think I know that there are bottles? I know that. I just happened to grab this today. Leave me alone.
Yeah.
Well, it is Thursday, so I'd like to do a little throwback Thursday. I always like to do that. And I'm going to take you all the way back 25 years ago to 1994. And this makes me feel crazy old, but 1994 is when the show Friends, one of my shows I love, that's when it premiered. 1994. And now Friends co-creator David Crane revealed that his NBC boss at the time wanted to pull one of the storylines for the plot of the very first show because Monica, played by Courtney Cox, has sex with a guy on the first date.
Ew.
1994. Oh, I mean, it was a bigger deal back then. So the network gave the showrunners a chance to do a run through with the audience. So it's like, okay, here's the episode. Now we got, before it goes to television, what do you guys think about Monica having sex with a guy on the first date? And David said this: the network gave the audience a questionnaire that was so skewed. It basically said, when she does this, is she a trollop? Is she a slut? The audience all came back with, no, we still like her. Then Don got on board because he said, well, I'm okay with it because she gets what she deserves when the guy sort of screws her over.
Oh, my God. What?
Oh,
I mean, this was 25 years ago. Maybe our ideas back then of sleeping on the first date was a little bit more taboo. I mean, sleeping with a woman on the first date now, it's like expected, right?
Like prerequisite.
Well, yeah. I mean, apparently in 1994, I'm a trollop and a slut. So.
Apparently.
But this was low-level thotting because if you ever watch Married with Children, Kelly Bundy was tossing it back way more than the entire cast of Friends.
Anytime she entered the room, they never knew where she had been.
Like, she just came back from doing something, like, seedy.
With that hair.
Yes.
So has anybody on the show slept with somebody on the first date?
Yeah. Everybody.
Exactly. You don't be waiting.
Heidi says no. Wait a minute, you guys. Heidi says no. Heidi says no.
Oh, come on, Heidi.
I have not.
Y'all just didn't sleep. That's all.
Yeah, 25 years ago, we didn't have, like, apps and the internet to be able to take us to, like, Tinder or dating apps. So it's like now it's expected to sleep on the first date. Because if you don't,
it's not expected.
No, he's saying she didn't get a call because she slept with him on the first date 25 years ago. Now you don't get a call if you don't sleep with somebody on the first date.
Yeah, the competition is stiff.
It's totally switched. It's teeter-totter the other direction.
You're not going to see my teeters or my totters on the first date. No, sir.
Well, all right, y'all, this holiday season has some great movies coming up. And let's see which ones we're looking forward to the most, all right? So The Rock, Kevin Hart, and the rest of the gang take the game to the next level in Jumanji 2. Now, this premieres on December 13th. And on December 20th, there's going to be a battle between some Jedis and some cats. Because Star Wars The Rise of Skywalker with the late Carrie Fisher premieres. And the creepy musical Cats comes to the big screen starring Idris Elba, Taylor Swift, and Jennifer Hudson. And they're going to be purring for your box office dollar. Also, on Christmas Day, Little Women hits theaters and is based on a classic book published in 1868. The movie focuses on the four sisters and their lives after the Civil War. You got Emma Watson in that, Saoirse Ronan, Timothée Chalamet, and Meryl Streep. So out of all these potential holiday future classics, which ones y'all most excited about seeing?
Oh, God. Star Wars.
I want to see Cats.
Have you seen the trailer?
Not yet.
Like, it's hard to differentiate if it's like a musical or a horror film. Yeah. It's spooky.
Heidi, did you get a call from your agent to possibly audition for Little Women?
Yeah.
No, I not one call, but when they make Little Penis, I'm sure you're...
I think I would make every effort to see Jumanji. I mean, I'd break my back to see Jumanji.
Oh, was that your Kevin Hart?
Yeah, it was. I can only joke because I hear Kevin's doing well. I think he's doing well. They're saying he's taking baby steps.
Oh. I guess I'm not getting invited to the Jumanji 2, Junket.
Sorry, Andrew.
Up next, find out how Renee Zellweger really felt, honey, about to talk about her changing looks. We'll reveal all after the break.
Dish Nation.
After a long day at Dish, I often have a hard time falling asleep at night or staying asleep. Now, the quality of your sleep affects the quality of your daily life, and better sleep means a better you. So if you're struggling to get a good night's sleep, you've got to try Purple Mattress. The Purple Mattress will probably feel different than anything you've ever experienced because it uses this brand new material that was developed by actual rocket scientists. Now, the Purple material feels very unique because it's both firm and soft at the same time, so it keeps everything supported while still feeling really comfortable. Plus, it's breathable, so it sleeps cool. It ends up giving you the zero gravity-like feel, so it works for any sleeping position. There's a 100-night risk-free trial, and if you're not fully satisfied, you can return your mattress for a full refund backed by a 10-year warranty. There's also free shippings and returns, so you're gonna love Purple. And right now, my viewers will get a free Purple pillow with the purchase of a mattress. And that's in addition to all the great free gifts that they offer site-wide. Just text DISH to 84888. The only way to get this free pillow is to text DISH to 84888. That's D-I-S-H to 84888.
Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey.
Well, Renee Zellweger is doing great right now. There's Oscar buzz about her latest movie, Judy. Gary, you seen it? But in a recent interview, she opened up about a painful memory. She recalled how she felt when she overheard a man talking to two women about her looks. While riding on the train, if you're not familiar with the tea, years ago, there were rumors that she had plastic surgery, which, of course, she denies. But take a look anyway.
They were talking about Hollywood, and they were talking about how Hollywood ladies are so silly, especially that Renee Zellweger. And how could she do that? Why would she go and have surgery on her face? Like, we wouldn't know. He looked up and he said, you're, oh my God, but you look just like yourself. And I thought, yeah. I said, it's funny how that works, isn't it?
Thought she was a good actress.
Okay.
She making that story up as she said.
That was improv?
Yeah, it really was. Like, I could see her thinking of the next line as she was saying it.
But you know, people do that. Even though when you don't have surgery, people see us in the public, or I know in myself, and people are like, is that him? No, that's not him. Yeah, that's him. No, that's not him. And I just play like I don't hear you.
Mind you, the whole time they know it's you. They're exactly. Just trying to get your attention.
Right. I don't say nothing.
Exactly. They do that to me all the time. Are you the girl from Housewives? I'd be like, Portia, I'm like, I get that all the time.
Yeah, exactly, so, you know. So what would you do if you was in a situation like that where you were at a public place and somebody's like, yeah, I think that's her. Yeah, I heard.
If you sitting next to me, I wouldn't say nothing because I wouldn't even, because you're not talking to me.
They're talking about you.
You're talking about me and at me. You're not talking to me, so I wouldn't say nothing because now there's a conversation.
I think it depends what you get or what day. Because if they caught you on the right day, and they were talking bad about you,
well, yeah,
about some tea, you were walking and be like, listen, niece.
Yeah, the right. Well, yeah, and
even if you was
right
in the middle of saying, I guarantee. What you say about me?
Right.
He'd come through ready to fight.
He would.
It depends on which day my lithium is flowing.
Right.
Well, yo, listen, moving on. Catherine McPhee Foster, she's 35. Now, she's married to David Foster, and she became a stepmother to his five daughters, to whom Aaron and Sarah Foster are older than Catherine, okay? Mm-hmm. And when reporters caught up to Aaron, one of David's daughters, and asked her how she feel about having a young stepmother, she said, the truth is, we really genuinely love Catherine. It takes a very strong, graceful person to come into a family as the fifth wife and have adult daughters who are older than her. She just makes it really easy for all of us to get along. So we're very grateful for her. She also went on to say, as far as having a new baby, anything that makes them happy, I'm with it.
Right. Oh, okay. That's sweet.
You know, because she's, you know, she wants to have a baby.
Of course she want to have a baby with her new husband.
Oh, yo, to be wife number five, though.
Five. You got to know your timing is limited.
And I think it's kind of cool that Erin's so accepting, because at the end of the day, like, she's a grown-ass woman herself. You know, she out of her dad's house, and whatever makes her dad happy for the time being is great for the dad, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, but that's talk. If daddy died before me, I need my damn share.
Oh, they probably had to get their hands
up. Always go back to the money, man.
I know, Gary, now. Don't be disappointing.
Yo, honey, I need my money, honey. No, your ass ain't finna come in and then have your new baby.
But see, that's why they are all happy with a young wife, because they money already accounted for. They good. Daddy love them.
But
and he gonna love his wife
Portia,
separately.
Them young women getting them old men ears, honey, during bedtime, honey. Now, listen, what's his name? David. Now, you know, you...
Kiki needs this, and da-da-da-da, and they start divvying up the damn wheel, honey.
With
and
themselves.
You don't get nothing. Yes, no, ma'am.
He would never.
Shot clock daddies, the ones you got to marry and lock down before the shot clock run out. It's a fourth quarter dude. Yeah.
Them the old daddies, super old.
Child like
well, you. Anyway, child, honey, up next, honey, find out what famous couple won't be having a very Merry Christmas this year or ever. Be right back.
Dish Nation.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey.
If there's children in the room, leave. We're about to talk about interest rates. Now, the holidays are here, but it looks like Gabrielle Union and Dwayne Wade's kids might not hear Santa's sleigh bells ringing anytime this Christmas, all right? Mm-hmm. So in a recent interview with Oprah Magazine, Gabby revealed why Dwayne refuses to let the kids believe Santa Claus bought their toys. Now, she said, I said to my husband, let's tell the kids their Christmas gifts are from Santa. And my husband is like, there's no way in hell I'm letting these kids think that old white man is sneaking into our house and doing anything for them. Because he didn't grow up believing in Santa Claus.
Aww. Who ruined his dream? And now he got to ruin the little babies.
Well, you know, some people are like, you know, rigid realists, and they deal with the reality in which they know. Because, like, you know, it's him going out and getting the presents and whatnot.
I do believe in being a realist with your kids and letting them know, you know, at a point that Santa Claus may not be still coming to the house, okay?
Yeah,
so you may be like, okay, your child is now 10. All right, now we're going to go to the store and get the toys. Santa Claus is not coming.
But on the other hand, too, then it still goes back to, do they have a chimney? Because usually Santa Claus comes through a chimney.
And it's very narrow.
Yeah, so they don't have no chimney in their mansion, and that means.
But you know, little kids in the hood, they didn't have no fireplace, but they still believe Santa got in that house some type of way and brought them gifts.
Mm-hmm.
Let them believe until they look a little slow. So, you know, until it's like, all right, now. You about 17 years old.
But I'm sure
Santa didn't get you this car.
Right. All right, you guys. As we all know, today is Thanksgiving. And we're definitely a dysfunctional family here at Dish Nation.
Yeah.
Can we all agree?
Totally.
Yes.
Oh, yes, we agree. But I thought it would be nice for us to, like, go around the room and just kind of talk about what kind of things we appreciate in the people who are here.
Oh.
Yeah, what we're thankful for.
Okay.
So I'll say, Head Crack, I appreciate your dark sense of humor. It always just kind of slides in there in the punchline when it needs to happen, and you make my dark humor day. I just enjoy you.
I appreciate you being just as dark as I am, but
yes.
Secretly. So I rock with that.
Yes. Gary, I have to say, you know what? Majority of days, even if you're having a bad day, your shade still makes me smile, and I love it. I would have to say with Frank, I just love and enjoy how Frank admires me and my body.
Mm-hmm.
It's so nice. Thank you, Frank.
Well, I'll pick it up from there. Gary, I appreciate you for your fearlessness, the style of dress that you, you know, like that you lead and represent with. It's bold, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If you was a superhero, you'd be fashion man.
Fashion man.
Well, first of all, I start off with lovely Portia.
Oh.
It's just something about you that I really like, and
oh,
I love the femininity of Portia. And, you know, she's such a lady. I love a lady, even though I don't love a lady. And that's what I love about Portia. Head Crack and I have a relationship that y'all don't know about.
Oh!
I
mean,
no.
Whoa! Whoa! Whoa!
Nothing clandestine.
What? Okay.
No. Then there's Ricky. I mean, Ricky, I really hope and pray that Ricky would see my psychiatrist. So he could just be even keel.
So you're even keel?
Oh, Portia.
I need to know what day.
Up your dose.
Yeah, we
All right, I know I'm just thankful for all of y'all out there, and happy Thanksgiving, and we have more Dish Nation coming up.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. Now, we all know when a lady gets engaged, it's a very exciting time in her life. She gets that ring, and she wants to just, oh, my God, you guys own a Do you want to show everybody and
hashtag fat rock.
You want to show off that diamond ring. Well, an unidentified bride is being criticized online for her diamond-free engagement ring. She posted the ring with the caption, "So happy to finally be able to call him my fiance."
Mm-hmm. That's not the engagement ring. He probably just got her that ring until he finishes getting the engagement ring.
And if she's excited about it, let her be excited about it.
Yeah, and everybody don't like diamonds. Everybody does not like diamonds.
So the comments weren't very nice. One person asked, why does she have a paperclip on her finger? Another asking if the bride was marrying Microsoft Office assistant Clippy. Oh, Clippy pops out there, hey, you might need a little help.
Yeah.
I think it's a better gay engagement ring because if you look at it, for like two men.
Two men.
Will you?
Oh, no, ma'am.
Oh, yeah.
No, that's not cute for two men, honey. You still need to come with a diamond.
Screw the ring. Let's get a house. Let's get some property.
Well, no,
let's
I want both of them. I want the house and the ring. You're not gonna, it depends on how long you've been dating. Now, if we've been dating years, and you're going to bring me something like that little ring right there. No, ma'am.
So, Gary wants an ice rink on his finger. Gary, you want the ice rink rock on your finger is what you're saying.
Yes. I want the diamond, honey. Don't give me nothing small.
Give you a diamond back sneak.
Get your ass a bubble gum.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.